I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Imagine waking up to air pollution so bad, like a heavy fog, that you can hardly see what's around you, buildings or cars or even people near you on the street. That's what life can be like in many of China's big cities. But there is something that urban Chinese are seeing more of these days, as The World's Matthew Bell reports from Beijing.
It's a little after 6 p.m., and Huang Wei is getting ready to head home from her office in downtown Beijing. As always, she opens up an app on her smartphone to check the air quality, and it's bad.
It's not good for exercising.
And Huang commutes by bike, so she knows what she has to do.
You better put on the mask.
The face mask she's wearing is white with a little plastic valve on the front, and it's held on by two yellow elastic bands. It's a respirator, the sort of thing you might wear at home when you're doing some sanding or painting. Now, Huang Wei, she works for the environmental group Greenpeace. She's hyper-aware of the dangers of air pollution, but she's not the only one wearing a mask these days.
Actually, when you were walking in the streets in Beijing, you see more and more people putting on the right respiratory masks.
Looking around during afternoon rush hour, I noticed that most people don't have masks on, but it doesn't take long to find people wearing them. Take a woman named Lena and her friend.
You're wearing a mask here. You're probably walking home from work.
Yeah.
Why is the mask important?
Because the smog here is so heavy and the environment is not very good.
But they say they don't like having to take this precaution. The masks can actually get kind of grungy.
You know, it's smelly. I think that smells like bad eggs, you know that.
The masks are designed to keep that smelly pollution from getting into your lungs. The biggest concern, tiny particles that can cause not only breathing problems, but can damage your heart and other organs. Some manufacturers claim their masks will remove more than 90% of those particles. Now, for the masks to work right, they have to fit nice and snug with no gaps on the sides. But people don't always wear them properly. So how important is it to wear one, really? I went to Peking University to ask Tong Ju. He's a professor of environmental science and engineering.
Do you wear the mask sometimes?
No, I never use that.
He says wearing a mask is inconvenient and uncomfortable, and he's not convinced it's worth wearing on a regular basis.
It's not fully protection. I would say that's useful for certain level.
So when the level of those tiny particles is extremely high on really bad air days, the professor says it's probably worth putting on a mask, especially for kids and people with health problems. But there are questions about whether the masks are really as effective as advertised. Tong Ju is conducting a study to find out. Still, for some Beijingers, effectiveness clearly isn't their sole concern. I've seen respirators in funky colors and even one that looks like a teddy bear face.
The next station is...
On the subway, I meet a young woman sporting a face mask in a sort of gray herringbone pattern.
Did you get this one because it looks cooler than the other kind?
Yes, she says. The first reason she wears it is for protection, and the second as sort of a fashion statement. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Beijing.
Matthew's got some striking pictures of China's face mask fashion, and he schools us on the proper way to wear one in a video there at PRI.org.